some of the halachos relating to Mikra Megillah. Okay, there's a very nice shilas here in the Sefer Shari Yimei Purim from Rabbi Tezner. Okay, it's Besechta Bava Obama.
Obama Basra.
Who was the first? Who was the Bava? Who was the Obama Metzia? Who was the Obama Kama? Okay. Okay. A few interesting shilas. First shila is. Okay, when we lay in the Megillah, we know that we make three brachas. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos ha'mitzvanu l'amikra Megillah, sha'al sanitz l'amaseinu b'ayimu mazman hazeh, and birchas shechiyanu. There is a difference of minhagim between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim as to how many times we make the birchas shechiyanu. The Ashkenazim make the birchas shechiyanu twice. The Sfardim make the Shechiyanu only once, only at night. They do not make the Shechiyanu by day. So you have to be aware that if you go to a Sfardish shul, they're not going to make the Shechiyanu by day. And there's a very big interesting shiloh. What exactly is the Kavana when you make the Shechiyanu? What is the Shechiyanu being recited upon? So simply, it's being recited upon the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. But we know that we do not make a bracha for Mishloach Manos, and we don't make a bracha for the Sudas Purim, and that's why even Matanas Leviyanim, and that is why that in many shuls by day when they make the Shechiyanu, the rabbi will announce that when you make the Shechiyanu, you should have kavana that the Shechiyanu should be also for the mitzvot that are done on this day, not only for the Mikra Megillah, but also a kavana for Mishloach Manos, Matanos Leviyanim, and Suudas Purim. There's another kavana which possibly, according to Baitez, is more important. And this is Shalom Le'achroinim. Some say the Shechiyonu you make on the Megillah is not really for the Megillah. It's really for the Kedushas Hayoim. Just like we make a Shechiyonu every Yom Tov. It comes when a woman lights candles on Yom Tov. And when you make Kiddush, you make a Shechiyonu for the Yom, the day itself. What, at night? Okay, so the question is, what is the ikar kedushas hayom? Purim might be the ikar kedushas hayom. Okay, that's a shaila. Is it by day or is it by night? And the nafkamin is a very big tough nafkamin. Let's say what happens if you forget to hear shechin. It could happen. All different types of strange things happen. What happens if the Baal Kriya forgets to recite shechiyanu? And you didn't hear a Shechiyanu, not at night and not by day. Does a person recite, and you already laid the Megillah, can you recite a Shechiyanu after the Megillah is over? So there are opinions that say yes, because the Shechiyanu is not just a Shechiyanu for the Mikra Megillah, the Shechiyanu is on the Kedushas Hayom.
So it's, you don't have a Kosher Megillah.
Let's say you have a kosher Megillah. That's not so similar. It's not. That's the question. That is the very big debate. It's not clear. Halacha l'maaseh, you're not going to do it because the Sadek Brachos l'Hakel. But it's something that is worth to take note of is that the Shechiyanu, it's not just for the Mikra Megillah. The Shechiyanu is also for the Kedushas Hayom, similar to the Shechiyanu that we make every single Yom Tov. Okay, let's go to another interesting shaila just in general, that if an Ovel is the Baal Kriya, I know this is Nogea Mi, not this year, but when the years ago, is that it's a very big shaila if an Ovel can even lay in the Megillah, because, in public, because Kriyasa Zuhilula, and just like an Ovel does not say Hallel in the base Ovel, they don't say Hallel in the base Ovel, because an Ovel is not in a state of mind where he can say Hallel, so it's not a kovod for the tzibur that the Ovel shall be reciting Hallel. The laying of the Megillah is Kriyasa Zuhilula. Halacha l'maaseh Mekel, an Ovel can lay in the Megillah publicly, but the other nafkamin is he should not recite the Birchas Shechiyanu. The Birchas Shechiyanu shall be recited by someone else. Okay, next shaila. The bracha that follows the Megillah. The bracha that follows the Megillah is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Harav Es Riveinu VeHadon Es Tineinu VeAnokim Es Nikmaseinu. So first of all, what is the correct nusach? There's a machlokes. A paiskim, if you're supposed to say Hakel Harav Es Riveinu, according to many paiskim, you should not. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu already is a mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, so there's no need to say then Hakel Harav Es Riveinu. Some say you still do it. Okay, the next issue is, do you say it? There's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim if you say it b'yachidus. Minig Ashkenaz from the Ramah is the only time you say the concluding bracha is when you're learning in a tzibur. But if you're learning b'yachidus, Minig Ashkenaz is you're not supposed to say the concluding bracha. The Sfardim, the Mechaber says you should always say Hakel Harav Es Riveinu. So Feresh Mechaber Ramah, again, to say the concluding bracha, in Ashkenazim, Ramah says not to say Hakel Harav Es Riveinu. Now, Shaila is, what happens if... These are interesting shot, but what happens in general, we'll jump around a little bit. What happens if the Baal Kriya forgets to say the brachas? Okay, it's not going to happen. He writes, it'll never happen.
Rabbi.
You're in it, see what?
Fire the rabbi.
The Baal Kriya gets up to lay in the Megillah and the Baal Kriya forgets to say the brachas. So that's not a real shaila. What is a shaila? Yeah. What happens more often than what happens is someone comes late. Okay, this definitely happens. Someone walks in, women, they walk in the very last minute, and they walk in just as they're about to say, late. Even a man, it can happen to me. It's a tinnitus, you're not feeling well, you oversleep, and you come down Milchah somewhere else, you go home, whatever it is, and you walk in, as you walk in, they're just about to start, Vayehi b'mei HaChashverosh, and you miss the bracha. You miss the brachos. Big Shiloh, what are you to do in this situation? So he has a very nice treatment of this topic, and this is what he says the ideal thing is to do. The ideal thing to do is, if you can right away say the brachos yourself, say it. If you only have enough time to say one bracha, just say the one bracha. Just say whatever you can say before they begin the Megillah. If you don't even have time to say anything, it's okay. Just sit down, listen to the Megillah, and when they get to Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira, when the Tzibor begins to say the Psukim, the four Psukim that we say together, that's when you should say the brachas. You don't say Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira Shema Mordechai. Let the Tzibor say what they're saying, and you at that moment in time should say the brachas during that break.
Those were men and women.
What?
Those were men and women.
If someone comes late to the Megillah, does not hear the brachas, and you did not miss one word. If you miss one word of the Megillah, then you forget it. There's no purpose in staying in the shul. But you did not miss one word of the Megillah, you just missed the brachas. This happens all the time. I hear these shy people come out, you missed the brachas, so then just stay there and listen to the Megillah. And when there's a break point, when the Tzibur says the psukim, that's when you should say the bracha and do it. You know, try to do all three in one shot. You can't do so. Now every time they say a pasuk, then you can say another bracha. Or when they clap haman, that's the time when you chap around, you can make the bracha, and then you should quickly make sure you do not miss any word. You should say along any catch up to where the Baal Kriya is by reciting psukim. If you can do that, some people, and let's say you're in a shul where they go very, very quickly, and they're not clapping haman. Okay, some shul, some minyanim, especially shachris minyanim, early minyanim, they make an announcement, listen here, we're not clapping haman, there's no haman clapping, no troublemakers here. And they go very, very quick, and you're not swift enough to make the brachas. So then, believe it or not, the halacha is, if you can chaperine and say the bracha somewhere in the middle of the Megillah, leave. It's not kedai. It's not kedai, it's even kedai to hear the Megillah biyochit. That's what he paskens. He has all the sources here to say to lay in the Megillah b'yachidus. You should read it yourself, or someone should read it for you privately, and miss out on the pirsumei nis of laying the Megillah to 10 people, because built into the midst of laying the Megillah is to say the brachas. If you're in a place where they're going to lay so fast, and you're not going to be able to have a few moments to say the brachas properly, when during the learning of the Megillah, it's better to lay the Megillah b'yichidus with the bracha than to miss the bracha. Even though the bracha is not ma'akev, and after the fact that the person heard the entire Megillah and did not hear the brachas, he is yotza, he's 100% yotza the mitzvah, but you, being that you know the halacha, it's not kedai to stay for the Megillah. You should better not hear the Megillah and be able to say the bracha in advance. Now, what happens when the Megillah is over? This happens sometimes. And when the Megillah is over, the bracha, the halacha is you're supposed to roll up the Megillah. Now, there are two different types of rolling the Megillah. I always wondered about this, and he explained this to a very, very, very important halacha. The shliach tzibur, the minig is a shliach tzibur, he folds the Megillah like an igaris. Okay, it's very elaborate, especially if a grum Megillah, 11-line Megillah, it's a ganze spiel, you have to roll the Megillah as an igaris. The minog ha'olam is that the tzibur, those who have in front of them a real Megillah, do not unroll the Megillah. Some do. There is such a makar. It's really a big question, why not? Really, everyone should actually unload the Megillah, be it kinigaris. For whatever reason, is the minika oilam is that the tzibur does not, the listeners do not unfold the Megillah like kinigaris. Only the one that does this is only the shlech tzibur.
It would disturb everybody.
Possibly. Well, let's say you'll do it in a good way, but it's not done. Only the shlech tzibur unfolds the Megillah like kinigaris. When he finishes learning the Megillah, before he recites the end bracha, the shliach tzibur is supposed to first roll up the Megillah. It is the bezoyon for the Megillah to be exposed in this fashion when you finish the Megillah before the recital of the bracha. So the Megillah must be rolled up. The way you roll the Megillah is from the end to the beginning. So that's what you do. It's very critical that the shliach tzibur not be mafsik after he finishes the Megillah until the Megillah is rolled up. If for whatever reason he speaks, he says something, how'd I do, Rabbi Sai? How'd it go? What was my time? Clock! What was the time? Give me a record. If he says some comment, which is not so uncommon, to make some snide joke and hear about his performance, then he can't make the bracha. It is a hefsik, and he's not allowed to make the bracha hakel harav eshivenu or harav eshivenu. Someone else in the tzibur has to make the bracha, but not the hefsik. It ruins it.
He has to wait till the guy rolls it up too.
Yes, he has to. Have to wait till he rolls it up. Now, here's the thing: if you're not laying in a shul where they're laying like an igaris, where you're unfolding it, and you're laying it regular, you don't have to roll it backwards. People make this mistake all the time. They think that since the people, they know the halacha, they outsmart themselves. So you know the halacha is that after you finish laying the Megillah and you make the bracha kel rav shivenu, you first have to roll the Megillah. So in shul, when they roll the Megillah, they roll it from the end of the Megillah to the front of the Megillah. But if you're laying privately at home for yourself, for women or whatever it is, you're not laying in shul, and you're not, when you're laying privately, you don't have to hold the Megillah like an igaris, and you finish the Megillah, you don't have to roll the Megillah backwards. As long as the Megillah, you've come to the end, and as you're letting the Megillah, you're rolling it on the forward direction, and it's not a bezayon. I finished letting the Megillah, I'm now at the very, very end, I finished, I just roll a little bit, a teeny mashu more, it's rolled. You don't have to roll it all the way back to the beginning. People make this mistake all the time. They assume the same way in shul, there's a delay. After the shatz finishes laying the Megillah, they take the Megillah and they roll it from the end all the way to the beginning, because the whole Megillah anyway is unfolded when you finish the Megillah. So anyway, you have to roll the Megillah. So then they're rolling it backwards to the beginning. They think that when you finish laying the Megillah privately, and you're at the very, very end, you have to roll to the very, very beginning before you can make the bracha of a Rav Eshivenu. That is incorrect. It is absolutely not necessary. What? No, you don't. When you lay privately, you do not. You do not have to unfold the Megillah.
No, I understand that. Have to say,
drop it here. So if you're lading, you make a good point. Sfardim. Right, Sfardim, only Nusach Sfardim, and some Ashkenazim also do it. I've seen Ashkenazim do it. Is it because of ignorance? Is it because of the Menhagim? I don't know. But you're right. You're lading it privately, Ashkenazim wouldn't be Nogeh Halach Lamaisa, because you normally would not be saying the bracha at the end of the Megillah. That is correct. Unless you're laning for Sfardim or Ashkenazim to have this unique minute. Okay, now what happens if a person talks in the middle of the middle? You speak in the middle of the laning. It's not ma'akev. If a person, by mistake, he says something, makes a comment, as long as he does not speak from the bracha. The person, you make the bracha, and before you begin the Megillah, you talk, then no good. You have to say the brachas again. Unless the reason why you speak is something that's noger the Megillah. If someone by mistake, everyone sit down. Right? Sometimes everyone is standing, and you're dealing with people that don't know the halacha, and you say someone makes a mistake, and says, okay, everyone sit down now. Be seated. So that l'chor is not a hefse, because that's the l'tzorah ha-Megillah. The minig, by the way, is to sit. It's to sit for the reading of the Megillah, even though some of the minig to stand for Kriya Satara. For the reading of the Megillah, I don't know why you sit for the reading of the Megillah. But if a person speaks between the bracha and learning the Megillah, you have to repeat the brachas. If you speak in the middle of the Megillah, it's okay. You do not have to repeat the Megillah. If the Baal Kriya adds words into the Megillah, get carried away. Instead of saying Esther, so he reads Esther Hamalka. Okay, there's certain expressions in the Megillah, Haman Hagogi. Haman, by mistake, the Baal Kriya, he adds more words into the Megillah. Yotza, it's not a problem, you yotza in the Megillah. What happens if the Baal Kriya makes a mistake? He makes a mistake, he reads the word, but he does not pronounce the word, the word has not been pronounced properly. It's not been pronounced. So if the word, it's not ma'akev, if it's not ma'akev yotza, you do not need to repeat the Megillah as long as he said something. As long as he said a word that had all the letters. He didn't say the nikud was incorrect. Instead of saying hamelach, he said, Hamulach. Hege, Shushan, Shushan, Benezek Hamelech, Benezek Hamelech. There are a lot of words that are not, they're not so clear. There's a Shushan and a Shushan and Nezek and all the words. So anything, as long as you say all of the letters, it's definitely not Makaviyetza Lechatchila. The shayl is if you say a word and you pronounce the word wrong. Instead of saying Hamelech, you say Hamolach. So the truth is, Nofel and Nofal, or even in El Milara, Boha and Boha. Okay, there are many, any word where the pronunciation is ma'akev, Boha and Boha, where the pronunciation is ma'akev. So believe it or not, there are two, we're brainwashed in believing that you're not Yotze. That's not true. It's a machlok in Shulchan Aruch. There are two opinions. The first opinion in Shulchan Aruch says that if the Baal Kriya, he makes a mistake in pronunciation, and he says nofel nofal, a different meaning to the word, you yotze. Because from the context of the pasuk, it clearly means, it's clear what it means.
It hasn't changed.
The way he pronounced what he did change the meaning. That's the chiddush. Even if the Baal Kriya, he read the word, he mispronounced the word, and he changed the meaning of the word. But from the from the context of the pasuk, from the complete pasuk, it's clear what he meant. It's clear what it means, even though he actually said the word the wrong way. According to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, Yotza, you don't have to lean over the Megillah. Of course, the person should be corrected. But if after the fact someone comes up and says, do you know that you read this word wrong? There's a very common little word, aso, instead of asa. Okay, there's a word there, the oso, twice. The oso, oso. So people who are not professionals, they make that mistake all the time. So according, and then someone happened to me when I first learned the Megillah. First time I learned the Megillah, someone came up to me and said to me, how did you say this one? Did you say it oso or oso? So I said, I probably said oso. I probably said the wrong word. Wrong. So the truth is, according to the first, so that's ma'akev, it's the meaning of the word. According to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, yotza. Because from the context of the pasuk, it's clear what the word was meant to be, even though you pronounced it wrong and your pronunciation changed the meaning of the word, but you did pronounce all of the syllables in the pasuk, you have been fulfilled your obligation b'diavad. Lechatchila, the second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, it says you should repeat the entire Megillah. You should repeat it again. However, there's a very big nafkamina lahalacha, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't make another bracha. If you discover that the Baal Kriya, he made a mistake, and there are people that want to go sit around and want to hear the Megillah a second time, because a word was mispronounced incorrectly, another bracha is not to be made. Okay, that is a very important halacha. Okay, when is the earliest time to lay in the Megillah? This year it's very, very difficult, because this year we're laying in the Megillah in one of the latest times possible in the Megillah. You can't lay in the Megillah until approximately 8 o'clock, something like that. 7:50, 8 o'clock. So the truth is, Me'ikar Hadin, you can lay in the Megillah, afil ni plag mincha. Even the plag mincha, which means an hour and 15 minutes shows money, it's before sunset, already your yoytze nikra megillah with the brachas. Lechatchila yishnali megillah until after tseis hakoichanim, which is approximately 50 minutes after sunset. But b'diavad, a person is fasting, it's very hard to fast. B'diavad, you can blame the megillah an hour and 15 minutes before. Halacha l'mais, what about fasting? Are you really mechuyev to fast? So he brings different opinions. A person has a very hard time fasting, he can break his fast before the reading of the Megillah. There's no question about it. You can be toying on a small amount. However, he cites this Rebbe Chidush. He says if a person can fast, he's mechuyev to fast. It's part of the takon of Mikra Megillah. The Megillah should be read in a state of fasting. It's not just coincidence. Happens to work out that there's a time esther, and then there's the Mikra Megillah. So therefore, you know, what's the big deal already? So therefore, let's sort of have a little break. We'll go back to the back of the shul. Everyone will have a little. We'll break the fast and we'll eat. Like, for example, Hanukkah candles. There's no din Hanukkah candles that you should light the candles when you're fasting. Think about it. Hanukkah candles, well, you're not fasting Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is during the day. But it's now Tseis HaKrechavim, the sun has set, the Zman of Hanukkah candles. So halach is, you're not supposed to eat until you light the candles. So you can get out of that. Because if you'll have someone to remind you, I want to eat dinner now. I'm very hungry. I want to eat dinner now. So you want to eat dinner, so eat dinner. Just make sure there's someone to remind you to light the Hanukkah candles. So one would argue, Purim is the same thing. The tainus is over. I have to daven Ma'ariv. And after I daven Ma'ariv, then we're going to lay in the Megillah. The two are not really related. So as long as I'll eat a little bit, I'll snack and I'll remind someone to make sure. So he says, not so fast. That's not the way it goes. He brings here, let me see if I can find the exact words. Part of the built into the takana is you're supposed to lay in the Megillah when you're fasting. Let me see if I can find it, those exact words. And I think part of the tamis is because it's part of the avelus of Yerushalayim. We mentioned this before. The Megillah, here it is. Okay, I can't find it exactly. Part of the takana is to lay in the Megillah when you are on your fasting. Okay, there's a very beginning. Oh, here it is. Okay, let me read you. Let me read what it says over here. Because of Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, very famous person, Shlita. Sheshama me Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Eliashiv. He writes over here, the Shlita, when he wrote this, Decho Isur Leechol Koidem Kriyas HaMegillah Hu Loi Rak Mishum Shema Yishkach V'lo Yikra Ela Mishum Debekriyas HaMegillah Yesh Pirsumei Nisa V'gam Zemei Hilchois Pirsumei Nisa Sheloi Leechol Koidem HaKriya Kriyasa. So very big chiddush what he writes here. He's writing this Nimr Yashiv that it's part of the Pisume Nisa that you should be laying the Megillah in a state of fasting. So if you can fast, not everyone can fast, okay, don't push it. It's not if you can't fast, you can't fast. Okay, that's not a problem. But if you can fast, he writes here that's part of the Takana. Okay, another quick thing, women. Let's say women laying the Megillah. Can one woman be might say other women Nikra Megillah? The answer is, of course, yes. L'chatchila, is it the right thing to do? The Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not the right thing for a woman to be might say other women. B'dievet, it's okay. It's zila be milsa. It's not the proper thing, as the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a very big chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what about one? Let's say you lain for women. Women have a mitzvah l'shmoya. So, what bracha do they recite? Do they make the bracha Asher Kedushan b'mitzvah Sivanu? So, we make the bracha al Nikra Megillah. Women make the bracha l'shmoya Nikra Megillah or l'shmoya Megillah. Shaila is, let's say, lending for women. Should one woman make the bracha for multiple women? So there are different paiskim. He writes it there, Yashiv used to lay in the Megillah for a group of women. But Gadol Hadar would lay in for a group of women, and when he leaned, he allowed one woman to make the bracha for all of the women.
No one ever says you say Lishmaya.
You do say Lishmaya. Lishmaya Megillah. There are two different gear sauce.
Lishmaya Maker Megillah, no one agrees with.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, there are.
Don't say no one.
One guy. Okay.
No. It's more than one.
I know it. Okay, so this is a machlokes. I'll read you another thing. Lukas Vagoyn, Yitzhak Zilberstein. It's already so late. What time is it already? Oh, it's already so late. Okay. Let me finish up. Okay, Loitzi and Nashim Rabbos, because Megillah, okay, Zel, Lachatil, Avalim Yesh, Nashim Shin Yadaskay.
That's what he's talking about.
He allowed it. Rebbe Yashiv allowed one woman to make the bracha on behalf of all of the women. Okay, and here he brings down the two different girsos. Aval begir, aval simin, sustain the Mishnah Berura. Okay, the kasav shemavarech brachas Megillah over avar nashtav shemavarech l'shmoya Megillah. The sefer shalmin moed kasav shechuil rabbeinu sheyesh shemavarech benusach acharon l'shmoya Megillah. Al l'shem agoyin Rebbe Yashiv, he writes l'shmoya mikra Megillah. Rebbe Yashiv says the correct bracha for a woman is l'shmoya mikra Megillah. The Mishnah Berura says l'shmoya Megillah. Okay, we know there are four psukim that are said. There are four psukim that are said by the tzibur. Okay, and the Sfaradim have a different meaning. Sfaradim do not say the pasuk ish Yehudi hoyah b'shushan habira. What do they say instead? Balayla hahu nadidashnas hamelach. There are two psukim that we have a suffix. What is the correct girsa? It appears the correct girsa is to write lahashmit laharog ule abed. The Mincha Shai says the correct nusach is laharog ule abed with a vav. It is a mystery as to why our Megillos are missing that vav. The Mesorah is to write the Megillah without a vav. It appears from all of the reliable sources that the Megillah really should have a vav laharog ule abed, and therefore the meaning is. Villa Harog Ula Abed. You sure? It's the first Vav? I think it's the second Vav. La Harog, Villa Harog, whatever it is. The Vav there. Our Girsos do not have the Vav. And because it appears that the correct Girsos is with the Vav, that's why the meaning is that we repeat it's either the phrase or the Pasik twice. Rav Moshe writes, only repeat the phrase. You do not need to repeat the entire Pasik. And the other Pasik is, the Ish Loyamad Bifnehem and Lifnehem. Our Girsa is with the base. That's what it's written in our Megillos. Again, the Mincha Shai says it's a mistake. It really should say with the Lamed Lifnehem, and therefore the same thing. We repeat those things again. What about Ki Amram and Bi Amram? That's not a suffix. That's a krivich sif, and therefore you only have to say it. With a chaf. However, there is such a thing called Chavivus HaMegillah. Because of the Chavivus HaMegillah, there is a custom that even the Krivich Sivs, you repeat some of the Krivich Sivs, you repeat twice. Okay, there's a very big Chavivus of going to a minyan. Even though a person technically from kind of the midst of learning the Megillah himself or going or learning Yechidus, there's a Chavivus of learning it with a minyan. And in fact, there's a famous story from the Gra. The Gra, we know, he went into a self-imposed exile. He went out, he wanted to experience what it's like. No one really knows why he did this, but he decided to go and leave his city and to go out into Golos, to experience what it means, Golos. And he writes, one of the worst thing that he lost out on by going into Golos was, he missed out on Mikra Megillah Berabim, Betzibor. He was traveling, he was on a wagon, and the wagon broke, and he paid, and he had a terrible incident where I don't know the whole details, but he was unable to reach the city in time to hear the Mikra Megillah. He then went and he paid a hoin raft. He paid people money. They should come and listen. He can come together so he can hear. He can lay in the Megillah Barabbin. He gave them all the money, and after they gave him the money, they all disappeared. They all ran away, and he had no choice but to lay in the Megillah himself. For the remainder of his life, he mourned. He continuously mourned over the loss of not hearing the Megillah with a minyan in that period, that time in his life when he had took upon himself a self-imposed exile. So we learned from the Gra, the Gra was misabel his entire life for missing out Nikri Megillah Berabim Betzibur, the chashivos of letting the Megillah Berabim should be for us as well. All right, we'll stop here.